For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.
The Runaway Child Bride's punk band never took off, and I still don't know how to feel about it.
University of South Carolina student Anna Shepherd reads a bit of poetry she has written. Her poetry earned her third place in the university's annual high school writing contest as a high school student. Not only do the top three winners earn cash prizes, but each year the best contest entries are gathered and published in book form. Contest creator Steve Lynn, dean of the USC Honors College, said the second book is nearing publication. Now in its fourth year, Lynn explained why the college sponsors the contest.
The real purpose is to get students to write and also to get them readers. I think these students have proven in these two books so far that they really have things to say. I mean, Pat Conroy says that all of them write better than he did when he was their age. That's pretty inspiring.
The late South Carolina literary giant Pat Conroy was an early judge of the contest, which has continued to have big names as judges, including best-selling novelist Mary Alice Munro and National Book Award-winning poet Nikki Finney. Students are initially asked to use any form of writing, including plays, poetry, prose, and more, to suggest how to improve South Carolina. Lynn said many entrants pointed to the need to improve education.
One student, I still remember this line, that comparing his high school to another high school was like comparing a shack to the White House.
Some suggestions have been surprising, said Lynn, and some are not that serious.
One student said we should be preparing for the zombie apocalypse. Another student had an idea about a four-day school week, which I thought, well, this is ridiculous. But this student actually had done research, had data. There are places that have actually tried a four-day school week, and it seems to be something that saves money and students perform better. I don't know that anybody's going to try that, but it was a surprising idea.
Other student writers pointed out needed improvements around themselves that are very serious, said Honors College writer and editor Aida Rogers.
One student titled her piece about that teenage roulette, and she very clearly connected the dots between lack of sex education into poverty and abortion and lack of clinics and right into domestic violence, which we have a problem in South Carolina with too.
Student Shepherd said participating in the contest was both a good writing exercise and a good lesson.
I learned definitely the importance of meeting people in the writing community and talking to them about what you're doing and what you're interested in, because I think that writing can turn very solitary very fast, and different opportunities to connect with people over it, you need to find those and grab them as quickly as you can.
The contest is open to all South Carolina high school juniors and seniors and begins each fall. Lynn said South Carolina's high schools have excellent writers. Rogers also said thoughtful writers with important things to say can come from small towns as well as larger cities.
I'm particularly thinking about the large contingent of good writers from Saluda and the Latina population there. We've had several young writers write about how difficult it is to be living between two worlds, translating for your parents. You know, there's not enough good guidance in the schools between the two languages and the two cultures.
Lynn imagined a future bookshelf full of students' writings that could one day feature the early works of the next Pat Conroy.
Dear God, make me a river, make me a highway.
This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.